Listen up, ladies. You are a bad bitch. You are a bright light. You are a unique, gorgeous individual who was put on this earth to glow. Life is hard, and it's sometimes dysfunctional, and you might want to shut down. You might want to quit. Don't. Beautiful things come from trusting in your journey and staying the fuck open to it.
Alrighty, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Stay Open Podcast. I am your host, Arletta, and I am so happy to have you here today. I hope your weekend was relaxing. Hope it was everything you needed. Hope it was fun. Hope you let go, took some shots. I tried some really great tequila this weekend that I was told was expensive, so I couldn't drink it all, so I just took a sip. It's called self-control. Ever heard of it? If you know me, you know I love tequila. So hope you took some shots, threw it back, had a good time, twerked your ass. I had a great weekend. I'm ready for fall, though. I can tell you that I'm over this heat in the South. I'm ready for some cool days. I want to go to a pumpkin patch. I want to take fall pictures and spooky pictures in the fucking woods with my black cat. I want to do fun Halloween fall things. So I'm ready for all the things. I know it's still August. I will hold on. And yeah, I was really, we just need to have a moment, like a truth circle. And I was thinking about this the other day, how I wanted to be more, I think I always get right into the episode, and not that you guys care about my life, but I do think there's an aspect to this platform that I wanted to create using my own personal experiences to speak on, you know, the tough times of your 20s. And sometimes I'm like in the middle of going through a tough period, and I'm not always that transparent on this platform. And I feel like there's a give and take with that. Like, obviously, you know, people don't need to share their entire life story in one episode. But I also think you guys are my community, and I think I lean on you so much and you don't even know it. And I want to be more transparent with you in areas of my life that I'm going through tough things, because, and that's kind of what this episode is like, one of my girlfriends has been giving me fire ideas, and she said, you know, you need, please do an episode on like being in your 20s and how hard they are. And I think, I mean, if you guys have listened to this before, you know that's why I created this podcast. But sometimes it's hard to sit down and say, like, I just need a breather, and life's been throwing a lot at me. I think it's thrown a lot at all of us, and I wanted this episode to be kind of a home base back to why I started this podcast, and just being open with you guys and talking about life. And I wanted to start with this quote because it's been on my bulletin board, my little cork board, since college. And it's one of my favorites, and it's by Kayoko Escamilla. Sorry if I butchered that. And I think it really speaks to the heart of what I believe is the foundation for my 20s. And it says, your 20s are your selfish years. It's a decade to immerse yourself in everything that is possible, every single thing. Be selfish with your time in all aspects of you. Tinker with shit, travel, explore, love a lot, love a little, and never touch the ground. And I think some quotes like that can be annoying. This one for me is not one of them. There's no right way to live your 20s, except living them the way you need to. I was having a conversation with my sister the other day just about you know, she's 2 years younger than me. So I've loved this part of our relationship because everything she goes through, I've been there. And she can call me and get advice. And for once, I feel like I know what I'm talking about in this area. And if you're in a serious relationship, if you have moved in your 20s and have lived long distance from your friends or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, we stretch our relationships really thin in our 20s. And I think it's very normal and natural to look back on your life and wonder, did I make the right decisions? Am I dating the right person? Should I have dated more people? Should I have slept with more people? Should I have, you know, or is where I am like good enough for me? And my sister and I were having this conversation of just like where she's at in her life. And I was telling her, regardless of if you have done it, it's done, you know, and it's led you to where you are. And we can focus so much on what the should haves have been, but the more important is what will be. And I think from that conversation, I've been thinking a lot about who I was 2 years ago and who I was at the beginning of college. And I realize if I had only had confidence in what I was doing and who I was, I could have really ran some shit. You know, life is about realizing that everyone around you is not as confident as you thought they were, not as cool as you thought they were, not as put together as you thought they were. And social media, of course, can mask all of that because it's the best foot forward for someone, what they show. And some people are more, you know, realistic than others, but it's just in our nature to want to curate a pretty feed and a pretty life. And sometimes it's not always pretty. And I've been thinking a lot about how I want to lead from now on with confidence that, quite frankly, I don't, you know, like people ask, where do you get confidence from? I get confidence from knowing that at the end of the day, it's me, myself, and I. And if I don't force myself into uncomfortable situations, if I don't believe that I am capable of doing anything that I set my mind to, no one else is going to have that conversation with me. You know, I can't rely on anyone else to be my number one supporter. And I wish when I was in college, even when I was thinking about this podcast when I was 20, I wish I could go to myself now and say, just start it. Just talk, just speak, just be open, just be relatable and honest. And a large part of why I think I've been so strongly compelled to share and talk and have a platform about our 20s is because we grow so much. So if you are feeling like you're constantly stretched thin in who you are and you're being forced to fit all these different molds, that is, nothing's wrong with you and you're not doing anything wrong in your life, you know, necessarily. It's just, that's what we're meant to do in our 20s. I think we're on like a fast forward track and we're, you know, our brain is still solidifying in size until we're 25. A lot of our bodies are changing. I mean, God, for women, I was talking with someone the other day and we were talking about how there was a doctor, she was listening to a podcast and he said no one really discusses how women go through kind of four cycles in their life. You have your adolescent body, then you get your period, so you're kind of like becoming a young woman, and then you think, okay, then you have your, you know, if you give birth, if you're pregnant, you go through that cycle, and then there's menopause. No one talks about in your, I would say from 23 to 25, I've seen the biggest change of you settle into your woman body. That alone is difficult because our metabolism isn't the same, the way our body looks isn't the same, where we carry weight isn't the same, and you're still having to go through this journey, whatever you're on financially or societally, through your job, through where you live, you know, geographically, you're going through all these different changes. And then on top of that, you're looking in the mirror and you're like, who the fuck is this person in front of me? And sometimes we love her and sometimes we don't love her. It's been a long road for me to love her, right? If you haven't listened to my body episode, like, love your body, go listen to it, because it's a very open discussion that I have about my relationship with my body. But your 20s throw so much at you. And on top of that, society, we're watching all of these young high schoolers and early adults make millions of dollars. It seems like every 20 to 23 year old millennial, or I mean Gen Z, is making millions. You know, there's 15 year olds who are multimillionaires. And I'm on the later half of my 20s where I'm starting to see this shift, and like businesses aren't really advertising to my age group anymore. I'm not the target audience. And so that's interesting to go through, because I'm realizing, wow, I think that's where people say, wow, I'm old. Like, I don't get the music these kids are listening to. Or TikTok's been a wild ride, just not even as a creator, but as a consumer, because it's like, you better hold on and figure it out or you're left behind, or you're just the viewer and you're not actually participating. And I think millennials specifically, like, we're so used to just picking everything up and getting it, because we've been along for the ride. We've seen before phones, before iPhones, right? We've seen before the whole takeover of Apple, and now it's seamless into our life if you're an Apple user. Or we've seen the beginning of, we've experienced the beginning of Instagram, the beginning of Snapchat. Like, we've seen so many companies that are now these large social media empires that run our life. So we have everything going on that's just normal change in a 20-year-old's body. And then on top of that, or your 20s body. And on top of that, we're having to constantly keep up with a society that, where now, if you're in your later 20s, you're like, you're seeing your age. You're realizing, wow, like, who runs the fashion industry right now? Gen Z. Who dictates what's popular on TikTok? Gen Z. And it's so much more difficult to stay true to who you are. Thank God I'm 26. I couldn't imagine at the beginning of my 20s, especially with the amount of information that's at your fingertips. I think it's harder when we have more choices and influences. Sorry, I just hit my mic. When we have more choices and influences, it's more difficult to pinpoint down like who we want to be. So it takes a lot of self-reflection. It takes a lot of going deep inside. And to that point, it also takes a lot of putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. And I mean that in relationships, in school, in the jobs you're applying for, in your career, what you think you want to do for your life or for right now. Put yourself in new situations, because you're never going to know what you like, what you love, until you try it. You're never going to know. I mean, there's a skill out there that you could absolutely be the best in the world at, and you have no idea. This is how I feel about the Olympics. Like, when I watch, let me think of a sport. When I watch ping pong, actually, no, I'm not an Olympic ping pong player, but there's so many sports where I'm like, well, I've never tried that. How do I know? And that's life. And you could choose, there's two kind of schools of thought. You're either completely overwhelmed by the aspect that there's so many choices. You let that consume you and you don't go out and try new things. You stay in your lane because you're afraid of change. Or you embrace the beauty of having endless opportunities and you just take one step in the direction of something that is pulling you and you see where it goes, and it might lead to failure. 9 times out of 10, it does lead to failure. And that's okay, because, and this isn't everyone, but if you are single, if you are living on your own, if you are, you know, fresh out of college, that is a time where you can, like, sky's the limit. The world is truly your oyster. We don't realize how precious that freedom is until we get, you know, anchored down by a job. Maybe we can't move wherever we want. We get anchored in a relationship. As lovely as that relationship is, you know, like when I started dating Zach again, I knew the minute we agreed to be together that I was never going to date anyone else. And no matter how much I love him, I think it's human for us to just think about the what ifs. And I'm like, wow, I'm never going to kiss another person. I'm never going, like, there's all these nevers that come up. And when that happens, you want to be on the side of, no, I'm happy where I'm at. You know, if we're never just choosing to know where enough is enough, then we're never going to be happy. And your 20s are about navigating that, finding that, fulfilling that. Because it's like when people say, you know, if you want to pursue higher education, do it earlier on in your life. Because it's the more and more you pack on in your life, the more difficult it is to just pick up and go to a school anywhere in the country. Or go and move to a new country if you want to live somewhere else. Or switch career paths. You know, your 20s are about trying to figure out what you're great at, what lights your soul on fire, what inspires you. And I know a lot of you who listen to this podcast already know or have an inkling. And is that even the word, inkling? It just sounds funny. You kind of know what you want. And once you find that, then it's about figuring out how to make your life become that. You know, if you know you want to run a business, how do you turn your thoughts into a reality? If you know you want to live in another country, how do you make that happen? Like, there's so many roads that we can take, but take advice from someone who has spent a long amount of time and many years, I can't talk today, thinking about all these different avenues I could have taken. And when I realized I should have just fucking taken one of them, you know, don't just sit back and be so overwhelmed at the possibilities of your life that you don't actually take action on it. So your 20s are about messing up. It's about being stressed, quite frankly. It's about being fearful. If you're fearful, you care. You know, if you're stressed for good things, like I'm stressed because of my, you know, business, that's good stress to me. I'm happy that I'm busy. Like, your 20s are about falling in love, yes, but not just about falling in love. Because here's the real truth about love. I know a lot of women in their 20s who are so consumed with finding their person. When you find your person, that's it. You know, you can move in, you can get married, You can live in literally your dream scenario, and eventually that dies down and you're left sitting there like, all right, what now? And if you weren't thinking about anything else, if you don't have a vision of what you want to do in your life, there is nothing else. Life is not just about the person you end up with. And I say that lovingly because I love the person that I'm ending up with, that I have ended up with. But there's more to me than just him. And I think as women, especially I'm talking to the women now, we're conditioned to think that that's it. That our value is in our husband. There's so much more out there for you. And I was just on an Instagram live yesterday, and the live was all about, or I was touching on why it's important that I started my business now, because when you're in it, you feel like, I mean, it's so easy for me to get mad at myself about how I haven't started it, you know, when I was younger, how I should have, where I would be, yada, yada. But I also think about, I have, like my dad, I talk about this a lot. My dad didn't start his business until he was 30. I have 4 years for that. My mom and my dad didn't meet until they were 29. And I know that's not everyone's story, but I use that in my own timeline because I remind myself I am young. I'm still so young. Even if you're in your 30s and you're listening to this, you're fucking young. And it doesn't even matter about youthfulness. It just matters about capability, in my opinion. Everyone is running a different race. That's why your 20s are so hard, because in our life up until this point, we were all running the same race. So psychologically, you don't understand how deeply that is embedded in us. And so we feel like we're all, even when we're competing, whether you're competing for a job in high school or a team to be on or whatever, even when we're competing, we're all still kind of in the same arena. And then the older we get, the more diverse our life options are. And you're seeing people get job promotions over you. You're seeing people make more money than you are, than you're making. You're seeing people get married and you want to get married and you haven't found your person. You see people be single and you're in a relationship and you're like, I want to be single again. Is this it? Is my life over? I mean, there's so many different ways to live, and yet we all still continually compare ourselves. I don't understand that. Stop comparing. Like, the comparison monster will eat you alive. And your 20s aren't about being consumed in what could be or what should be. It's about trying it all. It's about throwing that out the window and just doing the damn thing. Seeing if it works, seeing if you fail. Who cares if you fail? You know who? People don't like to fail. People are inherently lazy. People don't like to fail. They don't put themselves in new situations. They're not on the grind. I guarantee you, if you're listening to this, you're grinding in some aspect of your life. You are not alone. You're not alone. That's why I created this platform in the first place. Like, it is an isolating situation to be in the grind. And your 20s are about the grind. So we may feel like it's about finding your person. It's about making the money. No, we have time for that. You have time for that. And your timeline, I hate to break this to you, but your timeline is not necessarily God's timeline. It's not necessarily the timeline the universe has for you. So I learned that quickly on. I thought I was going to be married. I used to be like, when I was little, I'm going to be married by 22 and I'm going to have my first kid by 24. And then I get to 22 and I'm like, ew, I don't want to be married right now. And 24, I'm like, fuck it, a mom? I couldn't be a mom right now. There's women out here who are moms, who are killing it in the mom game at that age. I couldn't do that. Bless you if you can do that. We need a lot less judgment on ourselves, on others, and we just need to stay in our lane, figure out where we want to go, take the steps to get there, make it happen, fail, get back up, do it again, and come out on the other side of our 20s having been mature, having been solidified in what we're doing, what we know our life's purpose is, what we feel is our values. And here's the thing, all of those things can change too in your 30s. I'm just not there yet, so I don't know. But I've been letting myself live, just live. It's that simple. I saw this amazing presentation. This gentleman said, if I gave you $1 million, if I offered you $1 million right now, would you be happy? And the guy in the crowd's like, hell yeah. And he says, all right, if I offered you $1 million, but you couldn't wake up tomorrow, would you be happy? Would you take it? And the crowd's quiet and the guy's like, no, I wouldn't. And he says, so I say all of that to bring up, change your mindset. It's not about money. Clearly, if you believe that, then you believe waking up is worth more than $1 million. And I was like, mind blown. You get to live, okay? In a time where COVID, we've all experienced a worldwide pandemic. I read about worldwide pandemics in history growing up. I'm living it. We see cancer. We see people lose their life to random events. Like, you are alive. You are a beautiful human. You are breathing. You are living. Think about how much, what your body's carried you through. I mean, my body's carried me through so many amazing things. And I unfortunately have spent a majority of my life shitting on it. Why? And it's still here for me working. That's unconditional love. Like, we need more unconditional love for ourselves. And we need to be more grateful for just the opportunity to experience life, to love, to breathe, to experience pain, to experience fear, to experience failure. All those things bring us right back around to loving when we're happy, appreciating our wins, you know, chasing that feeling of success. Like, those are the things that we yearn for, because we've experienced the opposite and you don't fully appreciate the goal, the happiness, the relationship, unless you've experienced the loss, the struggle. There is no right way. Okay? There's no right way. There's your way. Don't listen to what anybody says outside of the people that really, truly care for you, have your best interest at heart. And even sometimes then, you got to follow your heart. Got to follow your gut. So I'm keeping it short and sweet today. I really just wanted to let you know that if you have some time where you're stressed, where you're overwhelmed, like me, where you've been going through, you know, the last 2 weeks have been stressful for me. You know, I'm taking things on every day with this new business that I'm so grateful for, but is unknown. And hi, baby.
Hello.
I'm finishing up my pod.
Great.
And it was a lot, but you come full circle, come back around. You know, you sit down in front of a microphone and tell a bunch of strangers about it, and it ends up being quite all right. So, oh, before I go, you guys, first Ask Arletta portion of the pod, and I'm so excited. I got some really good questions. Some are deeper, some are like just fun. So we'll start with the fun. So my favorite lipstick shade, I have a couple of favorite shades. I'm a red girl through and through. So like any red lipstick, I will try. Recently have really loved, like, I love Kylie's Mary Jane color. I love Kat Von D's fiery, or Stila's fiery and Kat Von D's, oh, I forget what that color is called, but love her liquid lip. But I'm recently been on a Milani kick. All of their lipsticks are amazing. And I've been in a very big, like, nude brown taupe color. But their lip pencil and lipstick combo is life-changing. And then the next question is, what is one thing you would drop everything to do? I would drop everything to go to fucking Disney World. That's what I want to do right now. I drop everything. No, really going to like the beach. I dropped everything yesterday to go on an ice cream run with Zach. Those are my favorite kind of dates. So probably one of those. And then someone says, Arlie, any advice for making friends in college when you're not in Greek life? Ah, good question. So first of all, have all of you, as I'm sure you were on Bama Talk. I did not get on Bama Rush Week TikTok. I did not share my personal stories. I cannot believe I was like showing Zach all of the TikToks and explaining to him like Rush Week and Rokais, and I just loved that part of my life. So I was in Greek life. But advice for people not in Greek life in college, you do not realize the world that is at your fingertips when you are in college. You have clubs you can join. You have events that the college puts on that you can go to, like different, they bring in speakers. You have classes where you literally can sit in a different spot every day and meet people. So my advice is branch out. Like whatever your norm is, do something different. Go to, a Bible study if you're religious, and find people in like a women's youth group type situation. Go to, things your school puts on. Like I know sometimes it's kind of nerdy, but I have some of my best friends from college from doing clubs at school. So apply to, you know, I don't know, go to like a music club or an art club, whatever you're interested in. I guarantee you in college there is a club for it. There are people you can find that meet once a week. There was this really cool bar on like near my school that had a bunch of games. Like it was like an arcade, but vintage arcade, and you could go and drink beer and play games. Like show up there by yourself. I know this sounds like loner energy. It's not. Show up there by yourself, buy yourself a beer, you know, get feeling good, walk up to some people and just like start talking to them. And then you find out like, oh, you're into the same thing I'm into. Cool. Like then you start chatting. You have to kind of push your boundaries. Again, like what I was talking about, get out of your comfort zone. But put yourself in situations that you normally wouldn't put yourself in. That's how you're going to meet new people. That's how you're going to break up the energy in your life and like help you to be in a different mindset to receive a different type of energy. So yeah, so thanks for listening this week. That's all I got for Ask Arlie. I will be back next week as always, and follow me at Stay Open Podcast on Instagram or at my personal at Arletta Argyle. I love you all. Have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon.